Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. We thank you. Wherever you're listening to this program at, you're in tune for a treat because God has a word for us today. As normal and as usual, as always, I'm going to give God the glory and the praise, and I'm going to be prayerful for the word at this time. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, we're so thankful, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to be with our friends over the airways, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless me, Lord God, to be a vessel, a tool that you use to speak to the people just one more time, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Feed them off the finest of wheat, Lord Jesus. Allow me to decrease so that you can increase, O Lord. Bless your wonderful name and bless your word this day. Hallelujah. Giving praise to you now and forever and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord again. God has a word for us today. Because there's so many things going on in the world today that God disagrees with. He does not approve of them. Glory be to God. But the world thinks that everything is hunky-dory. The world thinks that everything is all right. The world thinks that their way is going to be the way that's going to lead them to the highway that's going straight to heaven. And their destination is going to be pearly gates. But I disagree. Why do I disagree? Because the word of God disagrees. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, if I just disagreed, it wouldn't mean anything. But the word of God is against the word, against the world today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God is against your actions today. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God is against, hallelujah, your spirits and your souls today that are all contrary to the will of God and to the word of God today. Mankind has lost his mind. He's just gone bat loony. He's just gone crazy. Hallelujah. With his ways, with his efforts and with his religion, thinking that God is going to accept it. But as God always has me tell you, he's not interested in your religion. He came to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is all about salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. People are looking towards the Pope. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, thinking that he's going to be able to do something. This Pope can't even save himself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He needs to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. He needs to repent of his sins. He needs to be, hallelujah, glory to God, baptized by immersion in water. Glory to God for the remission of his sins. And he needs to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And guess what? He knows it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But he won't tell you that. Why? Because he has sins. He wants you to continue practicing so you can continue to lift him up instead of lifting Jesus up until Jesus speaks from eternity. That's why I disagree, hallelujah, glory to God, with that Catholicism and hallelujah, glory to God, and that religion today. Glory be to God. They're trying to do the same thing, hallelujah, glory to God, that was done hundreds and thousands of years ago. And Jesus renounced it then. He renounces it now. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I have to give you some word to back this up. As always, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles if you don't have them, by the way. Hallelujah. We're going to turn to Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse number 12. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. These people just going Looney Tunes. I tell you. Glory be to God, but nobody's laughing. This isn't a cartoon, but you're acting like a cartoon character. Glory be to God, thinking that you're going to make it into heaven that way. I don't think so. I disagree. Glory be to God. Why? Hallelujah. Proverbs 14:12 says this. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'll read it again because somebody's not going to believe me. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, what's going on today and what's prevalent in the world today seems right to the people that are in the world today because they have been sung a lullaby by Satan, have been put to sleep, and they're sleeping on sin today. They're not even acknowledging that they're in sin. They're not even acknowledging that their acts, hallelujah, glory to God, are despicable, hallelujah, and perverse, and are against the word of God and the will of God today. But they've accepted, hallelujah, glory to God, what they're doing, thinking that God is going to receive it. They've accepted, hallelujah, glory to God, what they're doing, and thinking just because they go to a religious service that God's going to wink upon it and let them slide on by. But God's not winking anymore. He's not letting nobody slide. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you will find out at the great white throne judgment. But I hope that you have gotten yourself together before then, because once you get there, it's absolutely positively too late. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And this is why, even in the laughter, 13 says, even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful. And the end of that, hallelujah, glory to God, mirth, is heaviness. God is trying to let you know something here. The backslider, hallelujah, in heart. This is what God is concerned about, your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can talk to him all you want to with your mouth, but where is your heart at? Hallelujah. This country was founded. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In God we trust. So they say. That's the slogan. It even put on the money, but they backslid in heart. They've let down a standard of holiness. They've turned away from an almighty Savior, and they turned to their own ways and to their own minds. But God has let us know, hallelujah, glory to God, that the ways, hallelujah, glory to God, that they go about is going to lead them unto death. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Sounds like 2015, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But where is an almighty God in all this? Where is an almighty Savior? Somebody's saying today, well, I'm a good man. I'm a good woman. I just go to work. I just go to school. I just mind my own business. I love my neighbor. I don't bother anybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I give to CARE. I give to United Way. I'm supporting children overseas. Great. Wonderful, but that won't save you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, you're satisfied with yourself, but God is not satisfied with your life. Glory be to God. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. In other words, a word to the wise is sufficient. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. But the people of the world today do not want to take heed to the word of God, because they think, hallelujah, glory to God, they can live any kind of way, thank you, Jesus, and God's going to accept it, because, hallelujah, they misquote the scriptures. They don't understand the scriptures. Glory to God. They isolate scriptures. Hallelujah. They aren't qualified, hallelujah, glory to God, to be doing any preaching or teaching of the scriptures. Yeah, I'm talking about these ministers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see the clown show they be having. Hallelujah. Late night on these tele-entertainers. That's right. I call them tele-entertainers because they're not evangelizing nothing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But entertainment. Hallelujah. I disagree with what they're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in divine healing as much as anybody, because I know God can divinely heal you, because the word of God says, hallelujah, glory to God, that they can get healed by the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. From God's man, though, not from no clown that's going on there. Hallelujah. With a lady in a wheelchair propped up and rolled down an aisle, and then some hocus pocus Alice Gazam, she pops up and starts running down the aisle. It's all, hallelujah, been staged. Don't you fall for that. Then, of course, right after that, they have a verse up there, hallelujah, prompting you to send in money. Glory be to God. God never asked for you to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Freely, hallelujah. You give freely, you can receive. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God today. But people just don't understand what's going on in the world. That's why I disagree with what they're talking about. Hallelujah. They'd rather watch another episode, hallelujah, glory to God, of General Hospital or whatever else is coming on today. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, or that other show. Hallelujah. Everybody's so excited about. Thank you, Jesus. I don't even know the name of it anymore. Thank you, Jesus, because I don't even watch it. Oh, that Empire. Yeah, everybody's so worried about that. They got blatant homosexuality in that show, but they're not worried about that. Glory be to God. And they call themselves righteous, and they call themselves holy. Saints of God, don't look at that mess. That's right, I'll say it. Saints of God, don't look at that mess. And if you're looking at it, shame on you. You call yourself a saint, and call yourself a saint. Hallelujah, and you're in sin looking at this stuff. God's word is against that. Hallelujah, glory to God. Those of you that are looking upon it, those of you that are just got going on with googly eyes at it, those of you that are being entertained by it, hallelujah. God says to be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness without, not, what? Without, if you don't have holiness, holiness without such, no man shall see God. You're not going to be able to see him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But this is the problem today. Hallelujah, glory to God. With the ministers that are doing this stuff, with the people, hallelujah, glory to God. They've asked me so many questions since I came on the air, and we thank, hallelujah, the Lord for, hallelujah, blessing us with another opportunity, glory to God, to come to you. But they asked me all these questions. What are all these preachers talking about? Why are they saying you can do this, but you're saying we can do that? And why are you saying that? See, I tell you what God says. They tell you what's, hallelujah, glory to God, convenient, glory to God, in order for them to get you to come to their service and put money in their collection plate. I don't care if you don't put a penny in my collection plate. I just want you to get the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, because God gave the word freely for us. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But this is the reason why. And you shouldn't even have to turn here if you're a saint of God, because you know the scripture by heart. But 2 Timothy, hallelujah, glory to God, tells us, hallelujah, in 2:15, to study to show thyself approved unto who? Unto Joseph Bennett. Unto Elijah Muhammad. Unto Barack Obama, unto the Pope. No, it doesn't say none of that. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God. a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to be able to rightly divide this thing, or else you got nothing to talk about. Sit down, shut up, and learn something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the Holy Ghost teach you. But see, the Holy Ghost can't teach you because you ain't got no Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And you think that you can do all this stuff without the ordained, hallelujah, Spirit of God, hallelujah, inside of you, living inside of you, dwelling in you. I disagree because the word of God disagrees today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How are you going to, hallelujah, go to God, call yourself a preacher, and you ain't been saved? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Confessing your sins is wonderful. Confessing your sins is great. Thank you, Jesus. But confession will not save you. Thank you, Jesus, because God has specific instructions as to what you must do to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. People keep asking me about this, so I'm going to turn there again. Thank you, Jesus, and go over this one more time. Hallelujah, because God says to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Watch what happens here. Turn to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse number 14. I'm going to give you a second to get there. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, we're going to start at verse number 14. Glory be to God. See, people say, all this ain't necessary to be saved. All this is not required for you to love God and be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I disagree because the word of God disagrees today. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 2 and 14. Hallelujah, glory to God. As you see, glory be to God, this is going to be the first sermon that was ever preached during the church age, during the dispensation called grace, which is the dispensation that we're in right now. Remember, Jesus Christ, Lord God, Savior. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. So, hallelujah. What was good, hallelujah, glory to God, way back then, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, in the Old Testament is good today. Hallelujah. Why? Because the testator died, and there's a New Testament. Thank you, Jesus. But his word does not contradict itself. It confirms itself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back in the law, all that was necessary was repentance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What did John baptize unto? Repentance. Hallelujah. But when Jesus died, hallelujah, and when he rose again, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, when they rolled back that stone, thank you, Jesus, and the angels, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, told Mary, hallelujah, you can't find him here, thank you, Jesus, he is risen, hallelujah, just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, a new testament was brought in, hallelujah, a new era was brought in, a new dispensation was brought in, and it's called grace, thank you, Jesus. That means you ain't got to wait, hallelujah, once a year for the, hallelujah, the priest of, hallelujah, glory to God, to pray for you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You can come to the throne on the grace anytime, hallelujah, and receive the blessings from God. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to do it God's way, hallelujah. And there's only one way to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The problem is, hallelujah, we have an adversary, hallelujah, and his name is Satan, and he's the great deceiver, and he's been deceiving souls from the beginning, and he's deceiving souls now. What is his favorite play? He loves to twist the word of God. That's why, hallelujah, Timothy 2:15 tells you to study. Thank you, Jesus. You got to study. You got to know this thing. You got to know what you're talking about. Because all you people that are saying things that are contrary to the word, it's the blind leading the blind, and you both fall into the ditch. Watch what happens here. This is the first sermon that was ever preached during the church age, and God changes not. Hallelujah. But Peter standing up with the 11. Notice how Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles. I keep telling you, everybody's apostle this, apostle that, apostle this, apostle that. No, you ain't. God only called 12 of them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But Peter stood up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. Glory be to God. Now notice Peter was there with all the other disciples. All the other disciples that became apostles, Peter was there with them, and they stood up with them. So if what he was saying was wrong, hallelujah, they would have objected, wouldn't they? Glory be to God. They would have said, no, Jesus didn't say that. He said this. There would have been some objections there if what he was saying was wrong. Glory be to God. But watch this here in 15. For these are not drunken as he supposed, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. I keep telling you, the Old Testament, hallelujah, confirms the New Testament all day long. And the Old Testament, hallelujah, glory to God, confirms it all day long. And the New Testament, hallelujah, glory to God, confirms, hallelujah, glory to God, the Old Testament all day long. And you can't separate the two because you can't separate God from his word. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Thank you, Jesus. What is his spirit? His spirit is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. His spirit is the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to do that if you have the Holy Ghost, but guess what, people? Satan has his spirits that are prevalent in the world too, and he has people prophesying that have no business prophesying. He has people seeing visions, hallelujah, that are going to be delusional, and there are people that are dreaming dreams that aren't, none of this stuff is ever going to come to pass, because Satan's going to paint you a nice pretty picture, and it's all going to blow up in your face. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because Satan is the great duplicator. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He tries to duplicate everything, but he can never. Hallelujah. All he can do is imitate. He can never duplicate. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of God. Glory be to God. But he tries. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's hallelujah. He's a devil. Hallelujah. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 18. And on my servants, on my handmaids, I will pour out in these days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here's a scripture that they take out of context all the time. Thank you, Jesus. He's not talking about you Gentiles. He's talking about, hallelujah, glory to God, the Israelites. He's talking about the Jews here. Thank you, Jesus, because they have, hallelujah, glory to God, a seal, but not according to knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because they have not obeyed the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They're still thinking that repentance is enough, but it's not enough. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's where they get this Romans 10:9 thing messed up, because they don't even understand that he's talking not to the Gentiles there, but he's talking, hallelujah, to God, to the Jews there, to Israel there. Thank you, Jesus. Guess what? If you're not a Jew, if you're not an Israelite, you are a Gentile. I don't care what race you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's where they get this lie from. That's prevalent in the world today. I can just confess and not have any change in my life and have no accountability and I'm saved. Don't think so. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, I disagree because the word of God disagrees. It's against that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to understand the truth today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 22, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. There can be no doubts. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Glory be to God, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he goes on and on telling you about what mankind has done and about, hallelujah, glory to God, how they've sinned and how they, hallelujah, glory to God, have gone against the will of God. Then the most important question that was ever asked during this dispensation called grace was asked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you'll find that in Acts 2:37. Now, when they heard this, when they heard Peter's sermon, hallelujah, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? How do we make this right? How do we get saved? How do we consecrate our hearts unto God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then Peter gave the most important reply during this dispensation called grace. This is the formula for baptism, for salvation, for getting the Holy Ghost, for being saved. Thank you, Jesus. This gets you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. This qualifies you to go to heaven when you obey these two commands and receive this promise. Hallelujah. Now remember, the rest of the 11 were there with Peter. And this, if Jesus didn't say this, if Jesus didn't command this, they would have stood up and said, no, Peter, that's not what Jesus wants. That's not what Jesus said, because they the same Holy Ghost, the same Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, not in titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So everybody has this promise. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The world has a hallelujah, glory to God, a way of looking at things, but I disagree because the word of God disagrees. Precious hearts, hallelujah, glory to God. Understand this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, but he's also a judge. He wants you, hallelujah, glory to God, to understand these things, hallelujah, that are fundamental, hallelujah, for you to be saved in this world today. God bless you. May the love of God keep you in Jesus' name.
Pastor Bennett, I want to thank you for bringing us a word from the Lord today.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That is a strong and powerful word, Pastor.
Amen. Give God all the glory for it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just a tool in this toolbox.
My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to hear more from Pastor Bennett, Pastor Bennett, can you tell them where your church is located and the time for services today?
Yes, the church is located at 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue. That's in Palmdale, California, 93550. Glory be to God. So that's 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue, Palmdale, California. Hallelujah, 93550. So you can MapQuest it or, hallelujah, go to God. You can GPS it or whatever. Thank you, Jesus. And Sunday school starts at 9 o'clock in the morning at 9 a.m. And a Sunday service will be at 10:30 a.m.
I want to thank you, Pastor, for coming into the studio.
You're so welcome. God bless you for the opportunity.